Some dairy workers say their wages and living conditions have improved thanks to an agreement they reached last year with the Vermont-based Ben & Jerry's. Reporter John Dillon has more.
Times are tough on dairy farms around the country, with milk prices declining for the fourth year in a row. But 72 farms that supply Ben & Jerry's earn a little more in their milk check by agreeing to follow labor and housing standards. Enrique Balcazar is a former dairy farm worker and an activist with the group Migrant Justice, who helped negotiate an agreement last year called Milk with Dignity. Speaking through an interpreter, he says the 2 years of tough negotiations have paid off for farm workers and farmers.
There are farm workers in the state who, in collaboration with their farmers and with the support of the Milk with Dignity Standards Council, are now receiving a day off every week when they previously didn't have one, who are receiving wages to bring their wages up to the Vermont minimum wage.
Besides the minimum wage and days off, farms also commit to providing 5 annual paid sick days, 5 paid vacation days, and to meet housing, health, and safety standards. The program is administered by a standards council, which can audit farms and respond to worker complaints. Farmers get a premium for following the standards, but it's not clear how much. Ben & Jerry says that's confidential. Cheryl Pinto is manager of values-led sourcing for the company. She says the premiums make a difference.
Ben & Jerry's is paying the premium because we've recognized a lot of farmers will need some of the financial support to improve housing conditions or to be able to make up for the vacation days that they're now going to provide workers.
The ice cream maker gets its milk from the St. Albans Cooperative Creamery, which has about 300 members. The milk from the 72 farmers that participate in the Milk with Dignity program is processed at the St. Albans Co-op, but it's not segregated from milk from farms that do not adhere to the housing or labor standards. Pinto says the milk production from the 72 farms represent the volume of milk that Ben & Jerry's requires.
If we started to segregate, it opens up a whole other space of work. And this way, we were really trying to lean in and work with as many as we could and not have it limited to whoever wanted to be segregated.
Migrant Justice says the Milk with Dignity program is a model for other dairy processors. The advocates say they're talking to other national brands. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Dillon.